What's good? What's good? We are back for another episode of Cloud 10 Radio for our Motivation Monday episode. First, we're going to start off with one of my favorite songs. I played it last week, but I'm going to play it again. Alive 2020 by Duroc Ebar. Be right back.
Yeah. What you crying for? What you complaining about? No, seriously, take a breath. How many people want to do that? They can't. Walk outside. Some people ain't got freedom. They ain't gonna never see the light of day. You know what I mean? For real. I can't front, I do it too. I need somebody to check me. I need you to edify me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful for being alive.
I am so thankful for being alive. Today was a good day. I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
I woke up today. So many can't say the same. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for being alive.
Don't quit, you just hit a bump in the road. You detoured when you thought you had it under control. Whether you winning or losing, you stuck with your soul. Focus on eternity, happiness comes and it goes. Praying you'll see a miracle when they right under your nose. Today you woke up and your heart was beating, and you started breathing. Just for you, I made this one for the road. This for the car when you on the way to that job that you hate. You wanna keep the feast days, but it's hard to escape. Yo, they requested you on the Sabbath, now you about to quit. It's like with every commandment, they want the opposite. Meanwhile, you staying positive, you need a job to live. A couple questions to settle that. Like, would the Father have us living check to check? Subject to payments buried by several debts. I'm thankful for this life, but I pray
so
heaven's next.
I am so thankful for being alive. Today was a good day. I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
I woke up today. So many can't say the same. I can't complain. I'm thankful for being alive.
I know why I'm living, my purpose is serving others. Never despise the Father's correction, I learned to love it. Carnal minds don't want the truth, they want their version of it. Worldly riches are temporal, I noticed them turning colors. His treasures are never tarnished. Started to study harder, it made me a better artist. They asking me what's your secret. He fed you manna from heaven, you wanna run to Egypt? Told him choppers like, am I really my brother's keeper? You are if you love your people. We living like kamikaze, ambulances, cops and sirens. When we gon' stop the violence? Quote the scripture, it's an aqua silence. I can sing a song that'll calm the climate. Don't just talk about it, we walk about it. The covenant, our fathers forgot it. We remember now it's a door for the sheep to enter. Believe on Christ and you gon' be saved. I'ma keep it simple. Get that Holy Spirit in you and
so
keep it in.
I am so thankful for being alive. Today was a good day. I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
I woke up today. So many can't say the same. I can't complain. I'm thankful for being alive. I am so thankful for being alive. Today was a good day. I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
I woke up today. So many can't say the same. I can't complain. I'm thankful for being alive. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that track. You can find that in the description below, but we're just gonna jump straight into some Monday motivation straight from the scriptures. All right, we're gonna start off at Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9. It says, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. All right? There may be a lot of things that will make you feel like getting angry, feel like being frustrated, but don't be so quick to be angry, all right? Don't let those little things frustrate you too much to where you show that frustration, you show that anger. Sometimes just be patient with it and it'll sort of play itself out in due time, all right? So that was written in Ecclesiastes, which is written by King Solomon. He's the son of King David. Now we're going to go to some of the wisdom from his father, which is found in the book of Psalms. All right, specifically, we're going to be in the book of Psalms 119 for the rest of this episode. We're going to start off at verse 161. It says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word." All right, so a lot of times we feel like people are coming at us for many reasons. And, you know, the one thing we have to do is stay close to the word of the Most High. Princes have persecuted him without cause. People have been coming at him for no reason. But his heart is focused, it's fixed on the Most High. All right, we get a little bit more about that idea in verse 165. It says, "Great peace have they which love your law, and nothing shall offend them." Okay, nothing shall offend them. And when they say nothing shall offend them, on our little footnotes here that says they shall have no stumbling block. All right, so it's something, those small things, they're not going to get in your way to where they can ruin your entire mood. All right, it says great peace have they which love your law, love his word. So if you stay close to the word of the Most High, you're going to find that peace. Even when there's times when people are pissing you off, people are making you angry, you will be able to keep that peace and keep calm. All right. I'm going to jump backwards a little bit. We're still in Psalms 119, but in verse 69, it says, "The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart." We've all had people lying on us. We've all had people saying things about us that were not true. But King David tells us right here, the most important thing is keeping the precepts, keeping his word with your whole heart. Because people are going to lie on you, but it's about how you react to it. You know, that's the most important part. All right. So two verses down, verses 71 and 72, it says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver." So those times when people are coming at us, persecuting us, whether that happens throughout your week, whether that happens on your weekend, when you're at work, when you're at home, it is good when you're afflicted, because those are the times when you have to lean on the Most High the most, right? And when we focus on his word, we're going to find that peace. And he says that the law of the Most High's mouth is better than thousands of gold and silver. All right. When we're in these situations, the only thing that can keep us with true peace is the word of the Most High. So we have to cling on to that and know in those times of affliction, when people are coming at us, it feels real stressful. We just got to focus on the Most High. And that is the most important thing. All right. I've got two more instances we're going to go to. We're going to go to verse 103. All right, 103 and 104. It says, "How sweet are your words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." All right, so going back to the words of the Most High, going back and taking those time to read those stories of people who have been afflicted before us, read those proverbs of wisdom, read the good news books that tell us not to worry about certain things and how to deal with certain situations. Those words are so sweet. All right, they're sweet to our soul. It says sweeter than honey is to your mouth. All right. Then it says, "Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." So this will, you know, this idea will lead to some frustration, because that hate you have for the things that people do, you know, it's natural, right? You're going to hate when people do evil things and wicked things to you, speak bad on you. But we have to keep that peace, because great peace have they which love his law, right? Last verses we're going to go to, still in Psalm 119, we're going to jump to verses 175 in 176. It says, "Let my soul live and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your precepts. I mean, your commandments. All right, so I'll say that last part again. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget your commandments. So this is just us every day asking the Most High to let our soul live, keep us in his light, and keep us, in basically in his sight, keep us under his watch in these times of trouble. It says, let my soul live and it will praise you, right? And let your judgments help me. So that's what we need to do in these times when we're feeling angry, we're feeling stressed out during the week. Call on the Most High. Ask him to let your soul live. And when he does give you that mercy and give you that grace, give him praise. And it says, let your judgments help me. Let the words of the Most High help you by going and reading it. And ask him to come and seek you and bring you out of those tough times. Because a lot of times we've gone astray. But like David says here, and that it's really important for us to do, I do not forget your commandments. We got to go back and read the word. We got to go back and read and see what he requires of us. And that is the best way to serve the Most High. Read his word, learn what he wants from us, and try to do that in our everyday life. But most importantly, remember this: great peace have they which love the law of the Most High. So stay close to that. Hope this can help you during your week, during your weekend, whenever you're listening to it. Like, share, subscribe, and most importantly, all praise to the Most High. And please continue to read, pray, and watch. You know that coronavirus is real, but just know there's more to come. So stay in your scriptures, stay reading, stay praising, and loving one another. That's very important too. So I'll leave that there. All praise to the Most High, and I will see you all soon. Most High willing.